Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Judith Glaser is our guest, our good friend, 9-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Benchmark Communications, the chairman of Creating We Institute, which is a galactic success in helping people understand how to connect with each other, how to talk to each other, and some amazing research that she's come out with, she's been able to accomplish over the last several years, and share it with us sometimes, oftentimes, Judy, before you share it with anybody else. And we appreciate that.
I love doing that. You're special.
Hey, Judy, one of the things that I know you've been tracking is a group of young people. And we talked about millennials earlier, but there's a generation behind them, the Zs, that are maybe even smarter. What do you think?
It's mind-boggling to find out what these kids are thinking about. When they're given the right environment by their parents, and I'm not saying it's all the parents or all them, it's a combination, that these kids have a way of independently thinking about things that others have never invented mm-hmm. before, and are confident in going out and doing it. And it's just extraordinary to watch.
So you've isolated a handful of kids, though, haven't you?
Yeah, so I worked with the Tribeca Disruptive Innovation Organization, and that we found a bunch of kids, and these kids started to do things at a very young age, like 7, 8, 9. In fact, one of the kids at 4 started to think about things in a different way. One of the innovations was a screening for pancreatic cancer. Can you imagine?
No, time out, Judy.
Yeah.
How old is this kid?
He was 9 when he started.
This kid is at 9 years old. I mean, 9-year-olds don't even know there is a pancreas.
Yeah, that's right.
Let alone that they sometimes get sick and we need to be screened so we don't get pancreatic cancer. I mean, I can't even comprehend this.
Yeah, exactly. And
what put that on the radar of a 9-year-old? At nine years old, I was trying to decide whether my handlebars were going to be upside down or right side up.
Kids understand Google, how to Google it. It's just part of their life. They understand YouTubing it. They know. So they go out and they say, "I'm kind of curious, you know what?" And somebody says something to them, and then they pick up on it, and they know that even if they don't know the answer, they don't have to be ashamed or upset about it. It's not about addicted to being right.
Mm-hmm.
What we don't know, and that part of their brain, which is what I talk about a lot with conversational intelligence, the prefrontal cortex has a passion to know what it doesn't know, and it's
mm-hmm.
comfortable not knowing it. And these kids are the first generation, the youngest ones, that they say, okay, I don't have to know. It's all about exploring and discovering.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's out there in the universe? How many planets? One of our friend's kids discovered.
Are these prodigies? I mean, are these exceptional individuals? Where does this start? Does it start with a special specimen that and then put them in the right environment? Are these kids we have to lock up at night? What's the story?
One of the fathers said, "I knew my child was different when, at the age of 3, we would be riding around in the car, and he'd make his finger like what looked like a gun, and he'd go with his finger." And the father said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm taking snapshots." This is at age 3, mind you. "I'm taking snapshots of things that I like that I want to remember."
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
You're giving me a chill.
Yeah, so I think kids do things, and if we observe them through the lens of who are they, who do they want to become,
mm-hmm.
what are they...
So don't put our limitations on them.
Right, right.
Allow them to be without our limitation. For one thing, with the way the world is going these days, we're not qualified to put limitations on them.
And we'll say, ew, or why are you interested in that, alone.
But do these kids play soccer and basketball, and are they high functioning socially, or what do you think?
So we happen to have a grandson who's now 13. I saw him yesterday.
Yeah.
He was very young. He didn't sleep. He'd wake up at 3:30 in the morning at the age of 3, 4, really young, and he'd start to read books. And my daughter took him to the doctor to see if they could diagnose his sleep disorder. That's what
yeah.
they call it.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out that he was just very curious about the world. He started to talk at, like, 11 months. And so today, I mean, they had to put him in a class. He would walk around the classroom and destroy the classroom, get the teacher pissed off. She said, get him on Ritalin. I can't keep him in. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we do with these smart kids.
I'm glad they didn't have Ritalin when I was a kid. I'll tell you that.
Do you have one quick story about a
yeah,
little boy named
uh-huh.
Jacob Bennett? Okay.
Yeah, 1 minute.
I'm part of TEDx Teen, which takes
right.
young around the world, right? This little kid was diagnosed with autism at the age of 2.5, and his parents were told he would never be able to socialize with kids, that they didn't know if he would be able to talk, that they had to prepare for a different life with him.
Mm.
And the mother said, I'm sorry, I'm going to keep pushing it. And she got some people to live in the house with her to help exercise some of his sensitivities to bring together
wow.
his visual-auditory connections, which are part of what stops kids from growing
mm-hmm.
and more autistic. Today, if you there's a YouTube, Jacob Dennett on YouTube, you see this kid at age 11.
Jacob Dennett with a D or with a B?
Dennett, B. B.
Okay, Jacob Bennett.
Standing in front of an audience of 750 people in person and 10,000 people online, watching him entertain kids to talk about it's not what you know, it's what you think. Every child has to have their own brain and has to respect how your brain thinks. It's different from everybody else.
Wow.
Now
I'm intimidated just hearing about him.
Yeah, just you cannot believe the intelligence. And he shows you, he was a scientifically fascinated kid when
yeah.
he was in his brain at young. He was observing lights and sounds.
Right.
And,
wow.
Right. Let me tell you the end.
It sounds like aliens.
It sounded like aliens. Right. Exactly. And that's what people were thinking.
Wow.
Oh my God, he's stuck in his brain. And
hold on. Quickly, Judy, your website. Quickly.
Okay. www.conversationalintelligence.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.